podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankass.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week, Andy almost dies, Noah watches six movies, I eat all the food, and Black Friday creeps into Thanksgiving. And when you hear this sound...
Hi, this is Barry White. Fuck this shit, man. I'm gonna lay cut this shit off.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
What?
I said welcome to Tancast.
Yeah!
Okay! I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, and I may have to run later.
Like, literally run, or like run to the bathroom?
Well, like, I may need to go run to the bathroom, because there may be runs.
I'm Noah, in a Tancast.
Might you have to run to the bathroom?
I don't think so. I feel pretty good right now.
How's your beehole doing, Noah?
It's pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty tight.
Paint us a word picture.
Pretty tight. I might have to pee later, but I think I can pitch it off for an hour.
Hold it in.
I was like, oh, I might have to pee. Oh, it's time to start Sandcast.
I make no such promises about my butt piss.
Time to be a man.
Disneyland's 4 hours away. I can hold it.
Speaking of being a man, Tancast. 10 laughs, fuck.
Speaking of being a man, Tancast. Words that have never been said together for 100, Alex. That's not even, that's anachronistic. They don't even have 100, whatever.
Okay, that's enough failure for one beginning of a Tancast intro. Ah, 10 laugh intro. Apparently it wasn't enough failure.
We can always fail harder.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 laugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Ten laugh time, it's time to read some jokes. Read the ones that get sent in by all you lovely folks.
Hey!
Ten laugh time, the jingle's kind of dumb. But I don't care and you shouldn't either, cause ten laugh time has come. Ten laugh time, it's fucking ten laugh time.
Ho 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 ho! I don't get it.
Either of you have dibs on the two jokes that got sent in?
Nope.
There's three of us and two series of jokes. So technically, one of us can read half of one.
I think there's more jokes than that.
All right.
I could be wrong.
Then I'm going to go with Jen.
Okay.
Okay, guys, I'm answering the call for 10 laughs in the best way I know how. Walking over to the children's section at work, she works at a library, and finding a book. A joke book. So here's a selection of jokes from a book by David Bargarnishnik, Monkey Farts. Apparently, these are wacky jokes every kid should know.
Every
put that part in quotes.
Every who should know?
Kid?
Yeah, it's
did
like,
I cut out?
It's like you could. I don't know. Keep going.
Yeah, I will keep going.
Oh, snap.
What did old Tarzan say when he heard the elephants coming?
Oh, shit.
Here come the elephants. I don't know why I said what did old Tarzan say. That old is nowhere in that joke.
Oh, see, I thought the joke was that as Tarzan got older, he learned better English.
So, it's just, what did Tarzan say when he heard the elephants coming? Here come the elephants.
Oh, Tarzan, he's so silly.
Jen, this is why people don't send us tan laughs. Because I fail. Why do elephants never forget?
Because they don't.
I don't know.
Because no one ever tells them anything.
Silly.
What's brown and sticky?
Oh, I just flushed it.
A stick?
Yes. if you guys guessed the stick, I was going to make an Andy's anus joke.
Well, we did both.
What do you find between Godzilla's toes?
People?
Slow runners.
Oh.
Why does Darth Vader like his toast to be burnt on one side?
Because he appreciates the dark side?
Yes. Ding, ding, ding. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting Wookiee.
Interrupting Wookiee who?
I know where that was going. I wasn't going to fall for it.
Yeah. Oh, damn it. There was one. It wasn't from Jen. It was just something somebody posted on Facebook. And I can't have you guys participate because it's like, it's a two, both people need to be in on it. So I just have to talk to myself. So I don't remember who this is from. I liked it. Never heard about. I'll look it up. So I'm gonna stop reading Jen's jokes and jump into this one. Benjamin Button. Benjamin who? Benjamin. Who's there? Knock knock.
Got it.
I was like, fuck, I'm not reading it, so I might be doing this in the wrong order. So I had to really think, and that really slowed down the joke.
Good job, buddy. Good job.
All right, I'll save the rest of Jen's for another time, or if somebody else wants to hop on that Jen train.
Come on, right.
Whoa, hey, hey, wait. Her boyfriend might have something to say about that, but you know what I mean.
Oh, okay, fine.
It was Luke. It was Luke who sent in posted that joke. He posted it on Facebook, and now he gets credit. Hooray for Luke.
Good job, Luke. Hooray for Lukeys. I'm going to jump in and do Dean's 10 laughs and totally fuck no in the ass. Ha ha.
That's all right.
Yeah.
You like Andy's ass can't take it.
No.
He's got a little bitch ass.
Yes, I do.
Tell your ass to man up.
He ain't no power bottom.
Nope. Ruth and Kizzy heard of a new business in town, a Negro with one of those photographic cameras. They put on their Sunday best and hitched up the wagon and rode over. As they began to sit for their portrait, Kizzy became nervous. What's he doing now? That powder's going to make a big old flash so the picture look good. What's he doing now? That plate going to be where the photograph comes from. The photographer put his head under the cloth and began to adjust the lens. What's he doing now? I think he's going to focus. Both of us?
Yeah.
That's good.
All right. I think Noah's done.
All right. Let's see here. Oof. I'm a little sick. So I'm a little coffee today.
What's that?
He's a little sick, so he's a little coffee today.
That's right.
Oh.
Here we go. So you're doing Jen.
Her. Again, her boyfriend might tell me he had something to say about that.
I was like, no, I did that 15 years ago. I'm all good. No need to revisit that pain.
Okay. I got one. It's one I heard in a movie. What does the baby computer call his father?
Dickface.
Data.
That's awful.
And that is it.
What?
Way to finish strong there, Noah.
That's what I like to do.
Yep. That's how Noah does. He puts his thing down.
Noah done dude it. All right. Let's cue the theme. How was everyone's week? How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
How the fuck was everyone's
week? You didn't
sing
it!
Aw. How the fuck was everyone's week?
You definitely don't need to sing it.
Some
dabba doop ba da dee da fleek.
Blah 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 blah.
The American holiday of Thanksgiving just passed, and I assume we all did Thanksgiving like that. No, Andy did. You did some traveling.
I did do some traveling, and then I got turkey blocked by a sick kid.
So wait, what?
I had no turkey. Only sadness.
How does a kid being sick turkey block you?
So we went to Tennessee because my little brother and his family were going to
be
there.
I should have said, back up and tell the story from the beginning.
I did tell part of the story on the last Tancast. Okay.
No, I'm just fucking with you, Andy. Keep going. Right.
So we went to Tennessee to see my little brother and his family, also to attend my sister-in-law's father's burial service, because he passed away a couple of months ago, and they put his ashes in a plot there. My kid got sick with what I can only assume is whooping cough, and there were two, I think, octogenarian members of my sister-in-law's family that were going to be at the Tennessee dinner that we were invited to for Thanksgiving. And whatever he had, they were concerned that it was going to kill these two nice little old ladies if they caught it from him. Also, my brother's kid was starting to, one of his kids was starting to get sick. So basically we had to just drive home on Thanksgiving rather than going and seeing the rest of the family. So we wound up getting home at something like, I think it was like 4 or 5 o'clock local time with like no plans, no Thanksgiving dinner already made up. After like 4 hours in the car or something like that. No desire to drive another half hour to get to the closest Boston market to pick up some turkey or something like that. So we had Jack in the Box for our Thanksgiving meal, and we were damn thankful.
All right. Well, that sucks.
Well, that doesn't suck nearly as much as almost dying immediately after the funeral. That was probably the low point of the trip. The going home was like, well, at least we survived.
See, Tim? Your glass is half full. Annie's glass... Yeah. I mean, wait, your half his glass... empty, full, half, there, words.
Yes. Distribute glasses accordingly. Noah, we'll figure it out on our end. Don't worry. Just rest your brain.
Andy's ass is half empty.
Oh, I think my ass
is half full.
I think mine is half full, too. Mine should be completely empty, but I don't think it's done with me today.
Oh, you're right. Andy's ass is half full. My ass is half empty.
There you go.
Although, to be an optimist, half empty would be more appropriate for asses.
Yes. I'm not being optimistic about this. I'm being butt pessimistic.
You're pess-ass-mystic.
Well, one of those two is going to be funnier. We'll let the viewers decide.
So apparently, I do that too often for Danelle now, where I will take two words and combine them into one word, where she's like, just fucking stop it. It's like, you fucking knew who I was when you married me. These are the ABCs of me. I'm a word combiner. A word binder.
You spell my last name B-A-B-C-D-E.
What?
Combine the alphabet with nothing.
Oh, Andy.
So you want to hear about my death story?
Of course.
So the short version is, before you go on a long-ass car trip to a place where there could be freezing rain and windy, hilly, not really mountain, but definitely hilly roads, check your tires. Apparently, it had been a little while since I had last checked my tires, and I burned off the rest of those treads, 180-ing my car almost into a ditch.
Yeesh.
Yeah. So it's raining, it's almost freezing, there's probably patches of ice, it's old, shitty roads that are, like, super gravelly. I don't know which of those things conspired, but the road was super narrow, very, very twisty and windy on a downhill. I caught my front right tire just on the edge of the road. Like, I took the turn just, like, 3 inches too close to the inside, and my tire dropped off the road for half a second. That immediate slowdown in the front right was just enough to whip the whole back of my car around. So I was slammed on the brakes, burned off all the rest of the traction that we had on those back tires, slamming on those brakes and going backwards down the road and towards the little tiny ravine on the same side that the tire had dropped off at now. And my only thought as I yelled, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, was at least I'm on the downhill side and my wife and son have, like, you know, an extra 3 feet of car between them and the trees we're about to go into. So, yeah, potentially my last thought in the world was, well, I deserve this.
You deserve mocking, but you don't deserve to die.
Right.
Well, I guess
especially
it was...
Especially because if you die, who are we going to mock?
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear the Andy's one about, so stingy, he had to go die.
Did you hear about the one where Andy died in rural Tennessee
and ruined our mocking?
You know what? I like to think that you guys have built up enough mock that the mock will live on without me. That is my legacy to the world. I am there in your hearts and the mock will go on. Near, far, wherever I are. So... as the car came to a stop, literally inches from going off the side of the road and down into trees, where there's, like, fucking no barriers to stop me from doing so. That was super awesome. Thanks, Tennessee. I then realize I'm pointing the wrong way, and I'm across the only two lanes of traffic around two narrow turns. I better get this car turned back around. No time to sit here and freak about this. So I put the car into reverse, and I, like, 15-point turned that car on that narrow-ass Tennessee road. And got it going back the other way. And then drove very slowly until we could get a turnout and investigate the tires. And discovered that, yes, after the squealing and the smoking, that was nifty. The back tires were quite bald. So we put 4 new tires on. Because, you know.
How bald were they?
On Thanksgiving Day?
They were Andy bald. No, this was Tuesday? Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Tuesday.
Well, we are glad you are alive. I'm going to speak for
I
both of us.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, the like emergency programming kicked in. I turned into the skid. I did everything that I could. But yeah, there was no stopping that spin. It just whipped the back of the car right around. Like, well, no Tokyo drifting for us.
The emergency programming kicked in, Noah. Andy's got emergency programming.
Well, it has like that stuff that happens when you skid.
Yes, the automatic.
Andy's like Jason Bourne.
Yes, the automatic reaction, the unconscious adrenaline kicks in, brain shuts off. Shit happened.
Listen to me, car. I don't have a lot of money, but what I do have is a certain set of skills.
And those skills are to stomp on the brake and yell, "Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit!"
Skills that kick in the instant shit hits my pants. If you let my family go now, that'll be the end of it.
He was doing the Tokyo shit.
Maybe that's what today is. It wasn't the chili I ate last night. This is my butthole punishing me for Tuesday.
I think, like, doesn't your butt, like close up because it's like I need to run, so I have no time to shit right now? Like, isn't that why your butthole puckers up when something scary happens?
I don't know. Yeah. I think we discussed this before, where like you would think that shitting your pants while running would be an effective way to dissuade predators. Like, oh no, that's already dead. I don't care how fast it's moving. I'm not gonna eat that. It's got shit all over it.
His body's like, shitting? Ain't nobody got time for that. Memes.
Shit. Shit.
Shit. Hi, this is Barry White. Shit. Trying to cut a fucking spot, Tony. Jesus.
No, I was going with the lady that said it's too damn hot.
Hi, this is Barry White. Fuck this shit, man. I'm gonna lay cut this shit off.
Oh, my bad.
She's like, shit. Shit. She's got so much invective. Like,
you have too much bass in your voice. It doesn't sound like a woman. So I thought it was Barry White. I was trying to record
shit.
That spot.
Shit.
Shit. Shit. Hi, this is Barry White. And Paul Quinn College invites you to the first fucking thing. Try to cut a fucking spot, Tony.
Where's this from?
Oh, you've never heard that? We've talked about it on the show. There's this outtake that exists floating around on the internet of Barry White trying to read this commercial, and it goes on forever, and he just keeps cussing. Ah, it's so funny.
Hi, this is Barry White. Fuck this shit, man. I'm gonna lay cut this shit off.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I'll have to look it up.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
You like that
and
one?
You're like, God damn it! Hi, this is Barry White.
And there was an episode of the Nerdist podcast where two of the voices from Futurama were on. Joe.
Yes.
No, John. Fuck. John DiMaggio. Dodge, Joe DiMaggio.
John DiMaggio. Joe okay, DiMaggio like, is a baseball player.
I was like, one of them is a baseball player, one of them is a voice. And then the guy who does Fry.
Billy West.
They were both on. Anyway. And
it is an excellent episode. Anybody listening, go find it.
Hi, this is Barry White. Fuck this shit, man. I'm going to lay cut this shit off.
Yeah, John DiMaggio does that. And it's funny, as soon as he starts, Chris Hardwick and everybody knows exactly what he, like, as soon as he's like, hi, this is Barry White. And Paul Quinn calls it. And they're just like, we know what he's doing.
I'll have to watch it or listen.
John, for anybody who doesn't watch Futurama, well, who does watch Futurama but not enough to know the names, John DiMaggio is the voice of Bender. Or if you watch Adventure Time, he's the voice of Jake the Dog. Also a bunch of other voices.
Quick facts from Andy.
Yep. Or if you ever watched, what was it, Pirates of Silicon Valley? The one where Noah Wiley plays Steve Jobs. He's Steve Ballmer.
There you go.
That's
Noah, how was your Thanksgiving?
IMDb in your ass.
Wait, he's what? I think I coughed over it.
He played Steve Ballmer in, I think it's Pirates of Silicon Valley.
Oh! I didn't know that.
Yep. Now you know, and knowing is
the
half
more
the battle.
You know!
Fuck it, he looks a lot like Steve Ballmer. I mean, not just because he's a big fat white dude, but yeah, he looked a lot like Steve Ballmer.
Hey, big fat white dude, you look like other big fat white dude.
Because I'm a big fat white dude, and I do not look like Steve Ballmer. Although I do a pretty decent, I gotta say, fat Jamie from Mythbusters. I will give myself credit for that.
You go. You give yourself credit, girl.
Yeah.
I'll have to give myself a fat Jamie. Alone. Feeling lonely. Out on the road.
I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around.
Tim likes to give himself a fat Jamie. I like to give myself a bearded Adam. Different strokes, different folks.
Literally.
My Thanksgiving, well, we celebrated already. So what I did is I watched six movies.
All right.
Six movies?
Six.
6.
Ooh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
It was a long. It was a long day. I started off with Catching Fire, which was pretty good. I enjoyed it. And because I've read those books recently, I can definitely, you know, there are scenes that I remember kind of like the inner monologue of Katniss, and there's a lot more detail, so it makes a little more richer story. So, you know, as they normally say, the book is better. But mostly just because, like, yeah, you get that extra, you know, bit of detail that, you know, they could probably try to put in the movie, but you're not, you know, it's, you know, so much going on, like, you're not necessarily going to visually pick
up on
it.
If they really do it, it's going to be like watching the classic Dune movie where you're just listening to fucking inner monologues the whole goddamn movie.
Yes. And then I went over and saw Old Boy, which I didn't plan to see, but it was the only movie starting, like, pretty close to when I got the last movie. Actually, I missed some of it at the beginning, but I don't think it was really that much. I think it missed, like, maybe 10, 15 minutes.
And you've seen the original Korean one, right?
I have.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just looked this up the other day. All right, good, good. Yes. Well, oh, wait. Well, maybe the listeners don't know. Go ahead.
So I already know the spoilers. I know the twists. But how true to the original was it?
So it's been a while. I feel like it's
been a while.
It's fairly true. I mean, they do change some details, but I feel like, you know, the gist of it is pretty true. Although, I guess I was reading a review of it. I guess they spent a lot more time focusing on him in the room and less time kind of him figuring out. So I get, you know, I guess it's a little bit more rushed when he starts, like, trying to figure out why, you know. And so, I mean, I don't know if this is really a, I mean, yeah, I guess it's kind of a spoiler.
No!
Oh, I can put in the spoiler.
No,
no, I'm not going to spoil. I'm sure Andy's going to see it.
No, I'm putting the spoiler sound effect.
Yeah.
In case, for whatever you're about to say.
Oh. Well, do you want me to say it, Andy? I mean, it's kind of a spoiler, but if you've seen the original. All right, so spoiler if you've never seen the original.
I have not seen the original, but I either looked it up online or we were talking about it, and I was like, I'm not going to watch that. Tell me.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
It's really good. You should see it. But I don't think in the original movie they reveal who did it to him right away, where in this movie, like, you get to see who it is before the end of the movie, if I remember correctly. For some reason, I remember the old movie, like, you don't see it, but I could be wrong, though. Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to go back and rewatch it. My inkling, though, is I felt like the original was better.
Alrighty.
Alright. That's two movies.
Then I went and saw Thor, which is pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Insert lisping joke here. Please continue.
Oh, yes. He was, man, like, when he got shirtless, women were like, women love that shirtless guy.
And same thing with Man of Steel. Like, they just need to start putting a scene where every superhero is shirtless if they're going to to get women to go.
If he's fit.
Well, right. Well, how many flabby superheroes do we have?
Yeah. Well, my wife and I watched X-Men Origins Wolverine, or Wolverine X-Men, whatever. The Wolverine one that was not the Wolverine that just came out.
Okay.
And yeah, when he popped up out of that water bath and he was all shirtless and rippled, I think the couch got a little moist.
Yeah.
From you.
Okay, I know the couch got a little moist.
He fired one off in his own pants.
Because he loves that guy.
He was like,
Hugh Jackman.
I just Jackman'd in my pants.
Here's one thing. The pre-movie stuff is just getting longer. So first they have to put, like, the whole, like, turn off your cell phone, blah, 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 and that's long. Then they play their trailers. Yeah. And then they tell you, hey, your movie's starting now. Like, all right, like, I don't know if we need to do all this.
Just started. I'll figure that out.
I love how, like, every fucking movie theater seems to feel the need to brand. I think we talked about this. I think I ranted about this before. But branding their experience. It's like a 5-minute fly-through. Look, we have speakers, and they're all around you. Yes, yes, because this is the 90s, and that's impressive.
You know, I think, I mean, I think they're trying to, like, hey, you know, this is why you should come here. But I think, like, this is why you like the movie theater experience. But I think they're just making people go, you know what, I'd rather just stay at home and avoid all this shit.
Yeah, of course, if you stay home, exactly. Guess what you get? Unskippable fucking previews.
Which you can kind of skip, so you save some time.
Yeah. Like, don't I own this goddamn disc? Hey, guess what? That coming soon to theaters that you stamped onto that disc that's going to last for fucking ever? That came soon and then passed, and I still own this disc.
Well, it's also when they remind you how great Blu-ray is. It's like, yes, I rented a Blu-ray. I'm aware of this Blu-ray thing.
Watching the Blu-ray now.
You should buy into the Blu-ray experience. Done. literally preaching to the choir.
All right, that's only three.
Oh. then I saw... Oh, then I took a break, and I went to go get some food, which Roundtable was open on Thanksgiving, which is good and sad at the same time. Oh, when I... So, for one of the tickets, the guy gave me a student discount, which is very nice of the guy. So, thank you, random guy at movie theater. I was like, he's like, are you a student? I'm like, oh, no, I'm not a student. He goes, do you ever stop learning? I'm like, I guess not.
You're like, motherfucker, I am 37.
I haven't stopped learning.
No.
So yeah, then I saw Ender's Game.
And how was that?
I enjoyed it. I really enjoy the concept of that movie.
I forget. Have you read the book?
I have read the book.
Okay.
It's been a while. If you're gonna ask me specific Ender's questions.
Game. No, no, no. I wasn't gonna ask specific questions. It's the this is kind of spoilery.
No God! No God! Please no! 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 No!
Pause for the additional insert. The fact that there is a twist ending. Was that like telegraphed in the movie, or did they?
No, I mean I didn't. Well, I mean it's kind of tough to say, right? Because I knew it was coming.
That's true.
Like, I mean, I don't think so. But
yeah, but how do you put yourself in the mindset of somebody who doesn't know that? Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
I mean, it would seem kind of like if you're thinking about it, at a certain point, to do the training, the actual combat training, you know, virtual combat training, they go to a different location on this kind of desolate planet. So if you're thinking about it, you might go like, well, why are they going always to this desolate planet to do this training? They could do this anywhere if it's virtual, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, you might think that's odd. But yeah, I mean, and I think overall, I might have liked it better than Catching Fire, but just because I just really like the idea of that movie, just like the whole, like, in the fact, you know, it's just such an interesting concept to me. I don't know why.
Yep.
And especially for when it was written. Like, I mean, it wasn't written, like, you know, when it was inconceivable. It was written at a time where, like, you know, we kind of weren't really there yet as far as, you know, now you can do stuff like that. But, you know, not 1985, I feel like.
Yeah.
You had to kind of do some, you know, some fantasizing and think, all right, where can this go?
Yep.
You gay-hating son of a bitch.
Then I saw... Oh, so then I kind of got, like, the action-y kind of movies out of the way. And then I went to the serious shit. And I saw 12 Years a Slave.
Ah, how was that?
Which was probably the best movie I saw, but
hilarious.
You know, they played Yakety Sax the whole movie.
Because Andy and Noah said something funny, buddy. My son just asked why I'm laughing.
Tim, welcome to my world.
No, it was really good. Like, just makes you sad what people ought to go to. Makes you sad, like, I think about it now, it's like, this shit is still affecting black people, you know, this much later. You know what I mean? And just, like, like, I don't know, like, I mean, because, you know, some people make the excuse, like, oh, that's the time they grew up and that's all they knew. But, on the other hand, I feel like some of these people, like, you know, are, I mean, I don't know if this is what he's for. He goes to two different, slave owners. And they're, you know, they're both slave owners, but they're drastically different in how they deal with their slaves. You know, one's very kind, you know, as kind as you can be owning someone. And the other one's, you know, more like a cruel, he wants to break people. But it's just like on the one hand, it's like, you think there's gotta be some malice in your heart, like, if you feel like, you know, you can treat another human being that way. Like, regardless of the time you grew up in, it's like, you have to have some pretty strong hate.
Yep, or some pretty ingrained belief that the people that you're dealing with aren't people.
Yeah. But yeah, it's definitely a good movie. It's, you know, it's worth seeing. You know, it's not, you know, it's not the feel-good movie of the year, but, you know, it's definitely good.
So you're telling me that that 12 Years a Slave is not a rollicking good time?
It is not.
Fair enough. Thank you.
And then the last movie I saw was Dallas Buyers Club, which is kind of set in, I think, the 80s, kind of when AIDS was having, like, was kind of an epidemic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just
up and coming, fresh face on the street.
Yeah. And it's kind of talking about, like, how they set these, you know, it was when they're kind of testing AZT to kind of see, you know, how it worked fighting AIDS, and a lot of people are, you know, in this movie at least, people are like, you know, it's making people sicker, it's not really helping them, you know, but, you know, these drug companies are pushing it through because they can make money. And so they would set up these clubs where they would give out medicine that they felt was better than AZT, but they weren't selling the drugs directly. What you would do is you would buy a membership to the club, and then they would give you free medicine. So it was kind of like Matthew McConaughey, who didn't go as far as Christian Bale in The Machinist, but he was pretty scrawny. And just kind of him kind of learning about, like, what AIDS was, and, like, you know, it's not just a gay disease, and straight people can get it too, and you don't have to use drugs, and, you know, him coming to accept, you know, gay people, because he was kind of like a cowboy, you know, racist, maybe racist is a strong word, homophobic for sure.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. Those were the movies I saw. All enjoyable. None I was like...
At the movies with Noah.
Oh, and I watched about maybe one half of to one third of Delivery Man, which, based on what I saw, you could probably avoid. Do either of you know which one that is?
Yeah, that's the Vince Vaughn, All These Kids Are Yours.
Oh, yeah!
Which is just such a lame premise for a movie to begin with.
But like, doesn't it have a heart of gold, Michael? Noah?
I might have. I'd have stayed to finish it.
The heart of gold makes it all worthwhile.
Doesn't it, though? Like, especially when you find out that he was actually a ghost the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, how does one person have that many babies? That's just way too many babies.
No, think about how much you masturbate.
Yes.
Now, extend that over a couple of years.
That's still a ridiculous amount.
It's
goddamn ridiculous. Why would they have that much of his sperm on file?
Because he was a loser. He went there a lot.
Right. Why would they keep taking it? Like, we don't need that much from you.
Oh, because he apparently has really good sperm. This is what they say in the movie.
Oh, all right.
Well, you're a shiftless layabout loser. You're a little fluffy around the middle, too. But you know what? We like your sperms.
Like, one of his people, one of his kids was a basketball player.
Ah.
But the other one was a drug user. So there you go.
Oh.
And at the same time, he had knocked up his actual girlfriend, like, you know, the regular old-fashioned way. And so, you know, he's
sex?
Like... Yes.
And so as Gandhi intended.
She was trying to figure out, like, are you worth, you know... raising my child with me? Because, you know, he'd always be fucking up.
He always be fucking up. Shit.
Crackers be fucking up.
So, yeah. I would say see 12 Years a Slave, that was good. Thor was good. I mean, all the movies I enjoyed, actually. Like, none of them were like, oh, that was a waste of my time.
Except for a little bit of Delivery Man.
I mean, it was mildly amusing. It was definitely not something that I feel like you need to pay, like, $12 to see. If you really want to see it, you know, see it on DVD.
So, given the choice between watching Delivery Man or spending an hour and a half masturbating into cups, which would you check? Which way would you go?
Delivery Man. Mostly because masturbating for an hour and a half just seems unpleasant. Like, that's just a lot of chafing going on.
Huh. Well, you don't have to go full bore the whole hour and a half.
Oh, just take your time? All right.
Yeah.
Then masturbate.
Yeah.
Then.
Take your time.
Tickle
treat
and
yourself.
It.
I thought you may just have to, like, like it's a race.
You don't have to.
It's like a wood chipper with bits flying off.
You don't have to hate wank your own dong.
Okay.
Is that a wrestling contest?
You're wrestling the one-eyed dragon. I pinned him.
Well, for my Thanksgiving, I went to work for 8 hours in the morning.
Yay.
Yay. Then we went over to my in-laws. My mother-in-law for Thanksgiving, and some of my cousins on my wife's side were over there. And at one point, my son plugged in. Well, he didn't do it. We plugged in the karaoke machine to the TV, and he just sang "Jitty Jitty Bang Bang" and "Jingle Bells" over and over again, constantly egged on by my cousins. And when I say he sang it, I mean he put the mic up to his mouth and went. while everybody else sang around him.
How long did he do this for?
I would say a solid half hour. They just kept going back and forth, jitty bang bang, jingle bells. They would try to pick another song. He'd be like, nope, I don't like this. And then they'd go back to the old favorites. Again, egged on by the cousins. There's one gal, she kept going, I'd like to hear jingle bells again.
How old was the cousin?
12, 13, something like that. And I made the mistake of, I think I had something for breakfast before I left for work. Then, at work, I had an entire pepperoni pizza for lunch. Then, I had two helpings of Thanksgiving dinner, and then I had dessert. I was like, I ate all the foods. I am so full. I was going to tweet, like, I haven't taken a shit, a post-Thanksgiving shit yet, but God help the bathroom, I do.
And then you went to go have Thanksgiving dinner?
Wait, no, I had Thanksgiving. I was talking about having Thanksgiving dinner.
Gotcha.
I had two helpings.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Very good. Excellent.
Then I had to work yesterday, which is normally my day off, and I again they gave us pizza, so I again had, and they gave us donuts too.
Ooh.
To make us not feel bad for having to work on Black Friday.
So not only are you going to make sure you die sooner, you have to work on Black Friday.
Yeah, but at least I die happy.
Yeah. As opposed to all those soulless fucks out shopping on Black Friday.
You know, I was thinking yesterday, hey, you know, this is not for sure, but I was thinking, I don't know if I want kids. Like, maybe I just want to just be single and do what the fuck I want for the rest of my life. We're not single, but, you know, unburdened by kids.
Maybe I like being a lonely old man. Maybe that's my jam.
Maybe. Like, I'm like, you know what? I could just get up and go wherever the fuck I want. Like, I want to move somewhere far away for, you know, just to change things up. I can do that.
This is true.
There is that.
And then I'll have lots more money.
Kids are not without their downsides.
I mean, they definitely have the upsides, but, you know, I'm just thinking for me, I'm like, maybe I don't want to have kids.
Well, let me help convince you that you don't. My wife decided to watch the kind of shitty, definitely a little corny 1988 New Adventures of Pippi Longstocking with our son, and then downloaded for some inexplicable reason onto her phone and iPad the theme song about how Pippi Longstocking is coming to your town. And it is 80s-tastic. Then she played it a couple of times, and that got Drew on auto-repeat. So I spent, I think it was a grand total of something like 12 hours in the car with him over the course of the last week. I heard a lot of the first verse of Pippi Longstocking, because that's all he remembered.
Did you slap him?
I did not, because I was driving, and after almost running the car off the road, I was two hands on the wheel for the whole rest of that trip.
Pussy, take a chance. You've already beaten death once. What's the chance it's coming back for you again? This isn't a Final Destination movie.
I laugh in the face of the grinning reaper.
Another thing. Today is my aunt's 60th birthday?
50th?
Something. Anyway, so a bunch of people are getting together up in Washington State to celebrate, and one of the things they're doing is a roast. And so they asked me to participate, but because I knew I was working all this weekend, I wasn't going to be able to get up there, so they had me make a video of it. That was the most nerve-wracking thing I've ever done.
Really?
Because you're going to have no feedback. You just got to say a bunch of fucked up shit into a video and hope it plays.
Yeah, I have to say a bunch of fucked up shit in a video about my family. And then just send it off and hope it all goes well. And if it doesn't, they have it forever on that video. Like, remember the time Tim embarrassed the family? Let's all watch it again. Look at Tim the asshole.
That sounds wonderful.
Your rich relatives are going to die, and that is going to be played at their funeral, and they're going to find out exactly why you're not in anyone's will.
Why doesn't Uncle Tim come around anymore? Let me show you the video. This is why Uncle Tim doesn't come around anymore.
That bitch is old. Am I right? She motherfucking
farts. So I decided to cop out and do the thing where I don't want to roast you. I'm just going to say nice things. And then, so most of the video is just me saying nice things. And then I make like I thought it turned off. And then I start going off like, this is a fucking waste of time. Who gives a shit?
Oh. Perfect, Tim.
I was like,
perfect.
She drinks so much, she's thinking of running for mayor of Toronto. You know what I'm talking about? Why is that red light still on?
Smoke so much crack.
Well, she doesn't smoke crack, so that doesn't make sense. But he only explained the crack because he was a binge drinker. Sometimes I drink so much, so I might have done some crack. Oh, well, all right. We've all been there.
I didn't go out intending to do crack. You know, it was just on one of my binges. Like I will do. Occasionally. As mayor.
As you do.
Speaking of soulless, I guess I've been, like, so head up my own ass with the travel and work stuff and whatever. I completely failed to pay attention to the fact that there was a shitload of companies opening on Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Like, we're going to start Black Friday on Thursday. And our foreign listeners might not realize what an affront to Thanksgiving this is. But man, like, I think it was because I couldn't skip past commercials because we were in the hotel room. And something was like, you know, opening at 5 o'clock on Thursday. I turned to my wife, I'm like, wait, like Thursday? Like this Thursday? She's like, yeah, have you not heard about this? wow, no, that is some soulless, heartless, money-grubbing shit these companies are doing. Like, I get that, like, you know, gas stations being, having people there. I get, you know, things where, you know, there's like an online component or whatever having to be staffed because, you know, people from all over the world could still be using your shit. You know, I get that there are certain things, you know, cop and fire because that shit doesn't just stop because it's Thanksgiving. I get that there's going to be people who have to work on Thanksgiving to keep shit running, like, as a society. Like, we can't just, like, completely shut down. But there is no fucking reason for Macy's or Best Buy or whoever the fuck was doing this shit that they need to be opening so that people can go scratch their consumer itch at 5 o'clock on Thursday.
Here's the problem.
What's the problem?
It's them, but it's also us. Like, if we just said, hey, we're not going to go buy shit on Thanksgiving, they would not open on Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
We're such a consumer society. You know, we want the deals earlier and earlier that we are just like, give me those fucking deals.
And fucking, they're not that great. Calm down.
No.
It's not worth
fucking,
it.
Have you heard of the internet? You can buy that shit on Monday.
Exactly.
In your underwear.
Did you hear about the Pizza Hut guy, manager who got fired for closing a store on Thanksgiving?
Hi, this is Barry White. Fuck this shit, man. I'm going to lay cut this shit off.
Yes, I think it was right after I found out about that I read about that. Yeah, that dude had some balls.
I did not hear about this. I mean, I assume he just went against corporate and they wanted him to be open. He's just like, no, I'm going to give my people time off.
Well, he went against, I don't know what the distinction is, but the franchise people wanted him to stay open, and so they fired him. But then corporate Pizza Hut got wind of this and quote unquote, strongly encouraged them to hire him back, although he says he doesn't know if he would want to come back at this point. And he'd been working there for 18 years.
Yeah, like he had worked his way up from like delivery driver or some shit like that. This dude was committed, and the letter that he wrote, like I read some excerpts of that, and it was like, I am not quitting, or you know, something along the lines of, I don't intend this action to be my resignation. However, I also understand that I am directly violating an order, and that you'll probably fire me for it. Wow, like that dude believed so strongly that his people should not have to work, that he was like, you know, fucking fire me. But that's it. One way or the other, I'm not coming in.
Now,
and I don't think anyone else should either.
Were they, I mean, he's been there 18 years. Were they not open past Thanksgivings?
I guess
I
not.
I don't know. Maybe he'd been fed up.
Yep. Maybe.
He was a good man, pushed too far by a system he couldn't control. Coming this fall, Pizza Hut manager.
Not anymore.
He's hungry for justice.
He's hungry because he didn't have a job.
Dear Chicago Tribune, your website sucks. I tried to open up a story, and the first one that Google came up with was the Chicago Tribune. I'm like, let's see if this is a story. And it would start to load, and another picture would come up, and it would move the story down. And then another picture would come up, and it would move the story down. And like, I want to read the story. I don't care about all these pictures.
Adblock.
This is why print is dead.
Adblock, my friend.
Adblock that shit. In the face.
So yeah, everybody, don't buy shit on Thanksgiving.
No. Or the day after Thanksgiving for any place that opens on Thanksgiving.
Although,
them.
I did go see movies on Thanksgiving, so I'm sorry, movie theater people.
Movie theaters are always open on Thanksgiving.
Sure, but, you know.
You know why? For lonely, childless people.
You know what? You paid your dues, Noah. You probably worked a Thanksgiving or two at a movie theater.
I'm sure I have. I'm almost certain of it.
I never did, because I was always gone on Thanksgiving.
Oh, you little bastard.
Tim, we're scheduling you to work. That's really funny, considering I'm going to be in Los Angeles.
I did work Christmas and New Year's. One time I worked New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
Oof.
Stayed at the theater overnight.
Like you slept there?
No, didn't sleep. Watched Scream, Ghost of Mississippi, something else. Then me and Stephanie went to Denny's. Then we came back, watched one other movie, and then it was time to open.
Wow. I can't do that anymore.
Well, This was young Tim.
Yeah.
This is young virile Tim. Full of piss and vinegar.
Oh, man, I would just be fucking dead.
I almost didn't want to get up for Tancast this morning. That's how tired I am right now. Of course, I did make the mistake of staying up till 3 in the morning and then having to get up for work at 5.
Oof.
And then learning my lesson and doing the exact same thing the next day.
Oh, I took a nap yesterday, and
welcome
that was a mistake.
Welcome to Old Cast.
because that just nap yesterday fucked my shit up. I thought it was I'm gonna catch up on all this sleep that I missed because we were out of town and I was sharing a hotel room with a kid and a wife who both snored, and that nap just completely fucked me up. We didn't wake Drew up soon enough, so he got way too much nap in, so we were fighting to get him to bed at like midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning or some shit like that. And then I get into bed and it's like, all right, I'm tired, but apparently just gonna stare at the ceiling for a while because the nap fucked my shit up. So I woke up at 10:30 this morning. It's like, oh good, I slept. Oh, Tancast. Oh shit. And then gurgle. Oh, literal shit.
Oh, it's the worst. Old. The worst ones are just like when you just fill up the toilet. Just you look back, it's just like a pile. Just a little mountain of crap in there.
And just the worst ones are the ones where it's like soft, but it still fills up the toilet. Where it's not like there's no structure to it. You can't say, oh, well, it must be touching the bottom, and that's why it's peeking up the top. It's like, nope. I made a poo stew.
It's my Mount Everest of poo. What was that?
Like a Hawaiian shield volcano. There's enough layers.
What was that Sherpa thing you used to say all the time, Tim?
It has been in my dreams ever since I was a boy to get to the top. I say it all the time still when I climb something that's tall. The IMAX movie Everest, in case you're wondering.
Yeah, but there was a specific quote about the Sherpas, they did not, or something like that.
Oh, there's more to it, I don't remember, but that was the one I always said.
The only thing I remember, I wasn't even there for it, I just remember Tim regaling us with the story of the guy swimming with dolphins in a Speedo, and so an enormous dong goes by on this 30-foot-tall screen, and one middle school or elementary school, whatever, kid turns to the other and goes, oh my.
Well, he had been talking and making fun of the whole preview, like blah 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 blah. Oh my. That was my favorite part. He was just like, that just took the wind out of him, like, what am I seeing? I don't want to see this. Help
the
me.
The dick that shut Johnny up.
Whoa,
hey.
That's
hey
usually
now.
A Catholic story.
Yeah.
Uh oh, I'm gonna get letters from Phil Donahue. Not Phil Donahue. Bill Donahue.
Yes.
Is Phil Donahue still around?
Yes, but Bill Donahue is the...
Yeah, he's not the one running the Catholic League of...
The Catholic League of Defamation Fuck Nuts or whatever they're called.
Yes. Of zero fundum.
I just remember people are talking.
Oh, that's good that you remember that.
What?
I don't know. He said, I just remember that people are talking.
What? Yeah, people
Did
are
you
talking.
Stroke out there? Did you stroke out there for a sec?
No.
What people are talking?
Was there more to that story?
No, just Phil Donahue was on it.
What? What are you talking about?
You said Phil Donahue by accident.
Right.
Phil Donahue was on the show.
And you said, I remember people are talking.
Yeah.
And my brain
people,
melted.
People are talking the show. I think Phil Donahue was on it.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about Phil Donahue's show, People Talked on It?
No, the show was called People Are Talking.
Oh! I thought it was called The Phil Donahue Show.
Well, all right. People Are Talking might have been a different show then. There definitely was a show called People Are Talking.
Whew. He's right. From 1980 to 1993, People Are Talking.
With Phil Donahue?
With Tom Bergeron. Fuck, that dude's been everywhere.
He's been inside your mama's ass.
Probably, because my mom's a slut. Bong.
Gung, 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 gung. All right, we seem to have reached a stalling out point. Shall we bring this puppy in for a landing?
Yep.
Auger this baby in.
All right. You're doing it like an old man who's eating too much Thanksgiving food on too little sleep.
Remember, never trust Vince Vaughn to make good movies anymore.
That is a good one. No one should trust that. This week I hate it when my kid gets sick and that denies me 2 extra days of seeing my little brother and his family. Also nearly dying. I'm going to 2 for it. Just this week, though, I hate nearly dying. Next week, who knows? I may accept death's warm embrace.
Tancast.
Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@tancast.com. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme. Alright, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to Tancast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
Tancast.
Alright, well, that'll keep you coming back next week. See whether or not he embraces the warm death embrace of warmness.
So we should start a website, is Andy alive or not? Just like Abe Vigoda.
If nobody's checked in with me in too long, it should go to a question mark. It'll be like a Heisenberg thing. Gotta look under the box, see if Andy's still alive.
Collapse under the box!
I still don't get that. Like, I mean, I get it. I mean, it just... To me, it seems like even if you don't look in the box, it's even though you don't know the state, it still has a state.
It's something you could never actually create in the real world because information from inside that box would get outside. There would be no way to have a real box that was completely sealed off from the outside world. So yes, information would leak out even if you didn't like realize that had happened.
No, but he's saying objectively it has a state regardless of you're observing it.
Well, that's the crazy thing. No, it doesn't. It doesn't take a person to observe it. It takes the information to leak out. But if you had a box where it was perfectly impossible for information to get out of that box into the outside universe, then even at the macro scale, apparently, yes, a superposition of those two states is possible, all the way up to like the size of a dead cat or a live cat.
Yeah, see, maybe I just don't understand the whole concept completely, because I just think like everything, regardless if there's information about it, it still has a state. Like, right? Like,
no, that sounds like some bullshit some scientists came up with while they were token. Hey, man, it's both at the same time. These dumb plebs won't even know what we're talking about. Yeah, high five, Heisenberg. I know why they call you Heisenberg. He's tripping balls, motherfucker.
That Did cat you? Is both alive and dead. Man, aren't we all the cat?
That's right, Heisenberg. We're calling bullshit. And stop selling drugs.
Stop making meth, Heisenberg. And get a better hat.
And,
All right. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to pile on.
No,
I thought we beached it, so I was going to...
We're good.